Welcome to the Growing Vegetables Down Under podcast. I'm your host, Diana. I want to show you how it's possible to have your very own vegetable garden at home, even if you are working and a busy mum like I am. Join me as I show you how you can have a simple, satisfying, and sustainable vegetable garden. But before we get started, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Apple and love what you hear, I would really, really appreciate it if you left me a 5-star review and comment. So let's dive into today's topic. Hello, gardeners! And today's podcast is kind of going to be a bit of a part two of the Fish Friday podcast that I have just released. And that is because I actually had a comment on one of my posts about whether or not Fish Emulsion was actually worth the money, basically. So Fish Emulsion is, I guess, a little bit pricey when you actually look at it in a, you know, big 5-liter bottle. And I've always sort of looked at that and thought, yes, but I'm using that over a couple of months, and so it's worth it. And it's, in my opinion, I've had some great growth and I've seen some great benefits from using a fish emulsion in my garden. So I've always been really keen to continue it. But when this person raised the price of fish emulsion, I thought that I would just have a look into it a little bit further. And I came across this article called Fish Fertilizer, Is It Worth Buying? It's on a website called gardenmyths.com, which is a website I've been to many times before, and that's because it does really cut through some of the nonsense that you will see on social media and on websites. And so I have found it to be a good source of genuine information from people who are very experienced gardeners. And the person who wrote this article, his name is Robert Pavlis, and he lives in Canada. And he has a background in chemistry and biochemistry and has been gardening for apparently 45 years. And so I thought it was quite interesting reading this article and the comments he makes about fish emulsion or a fish fertilizer, and basically saying that, in his opinion, there's no good reason to be using it on your garden. Anyway, so I read his article and I looked into it a little bit of myself, and this is what I have found. So firstly, he says that the proteins and the oils in fish emulsions are not in a form that the plant can immediately absorb. And I absolutely agree with this. So the fats and the proteins in a fish emulsion need to be broken down by the microbiome in the soil and converted into a nutrient form that a plant can actually absorb through its roots. Now, this is something that the microbiome is doing all the time. This is not new information. A lot of the things we are putting onto our garden need to be broken down by the microbiome and converted into a form, that a chemical form that the plants can actually absorb. So absolutely agree with that. So then, I would just say though, of course, when you're putting the proteins and the oils from your fish emulsion on the garden, the plants are getting those benefits. It's just they have to go through this process of conversion by the microbiome. So next he says that to a plant, it doesn't matter whether their nutrients are coming from fish manure or a plant-based fertilizer. And again, I agree with that because it goes through this process of the microbiome breaking down the fertilizer that you've put onto the soil and converting it into a form that the plants can absorb. And yes, the plant doesn't care whether that nitrogen has come from fish, whether it's come from cow manure, whether it's come from coffee grinds. It doesn't matter to the plant. So he's, I guess, kind of saying that in that sense, why are you paying for fish emulsion, which is very expensive fertilizer, versus free or cheap fertilizers when the plant ultimately doesn't care where its nitrogen is coming from? So yes, completely agree with that statement. He goes on then to say that a fish emulsion is about 2% nitrogen and there are other sources of cheaper nitrogen. So I thought that was a bit of an interesting point. I've never really done a cost-benefit analysis, and so I wasn't sure whether or not that was correct in Australia, noting that he lives in Canada. And I thought I'd look into it further. So when we talk about high nitrogen fertilizers, most of them are actually coming from animals. So we've got fish emulsions, we've got manures, and we've also got blood meal. So they're byproducts from the slaughterhouse, or in the case of fish emulsion, if you've listened to my last podcast about fish emulsion, they are made from the byproducts of the fish industry, or they are made by killing off non-native fish species. So in Australia, that's the carp fish, which is not native and causing a lot of damage to our waterways. So most of them come from animal sources. Now, of course, there are non-animal sources of nitrogen. I mean, grass is a great one. Your grass clippings, you can make a pretty cool nitrogen fertilizer out of grass clippings. Please remember, you have to drown them to kill all the seeds, or go through the hot or cold composting method to kill your grass seeds. Otherwise, if you just put grass mulch onto your garden, you're going to get grass growing in your veggie patch. So please don't put it directly on. But going back to high nitrogen fertilizers do tend to come from animal products. So a fish emulsion has an NPK ratio of 4:1:1. So NPK ratio, that's the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium ratio. And when you look at fertilizers, they will tell you what the percentage or what the ratio of nitrogen to phosphorus to potassium is. So we're talking about nitrogen today, which is the first number. So a fish emulsion NPK ratio is 4:1:1. So it has four parts nitrogen, one part phosphorus, one part potassium. And overall, that makes a fish emulsion about 4% nitrogen. So that is a little bit higher than what Robert Pavlis stated in his article. He said that it's been about 2%, but of course this will vary from brand to brand, and I specifically looked up the brands that I'm using. So my one is apparently about 4% nitrogen. So Charlie Carp, I buy it from Bunnings, and I buy it in the big 5-litre bottle, and I worked out it's about $9.58 per litre, and it is 5% nitrogen. So that's the fish emulsion that I'm kind of comparing all of the rest of the options to. So the next one is blood and bone. I couldn't find just a bone meal to do this comparison with. I know that they exist and I didn't look very hard, but in saying that, I always buy blood and bone. So I figured it was probably better to actually be comparing it with the product I use. So blood and bone from Bunnings is $2.33 per kilo. Now, the internet calculator told me that that is about 3.3 litres. So I've done the maths and it works out to about 71 cents per litre. So that's 71 cents per litre for 8% nitrogen versus the fish emulsion, which is $9.58 per litre for 5% nitrogen. So, gosh, lawyers can't do maths. That's like 10 times. No, it's even more than that. It's like 14 times more expensive. So the fish emulsion is 14 times-ish more expensive, and it's actually only 5% nitrogen, whereas blood and bone is 8% nitrogen. Now, the next one I looked at was cow manure. Cow manure was 16 cents per litre, so like a third of the price of the blood and bone meal, and it's 2% nitrogen. So it is only a quarter more, it's a quarter cheaper and it's a quarter less nitrogen, but I still use cow manure on my garden because it's got so many other benefits. But again, so we're comparing fish emulsion at $9.58 per litre at 5% nitrogen to cow manure, which is 16 cents. So considerably cheaper than a fish emulsion. So at this point, I was kind of getting the point of what Robert Pavlovis was saying about using a fish emulsion being a really expensive form of nitrogen to be adding to your garden. And then the last one I considered was coffee grinds, which I put down as free because I get them for free from the coffee shop near work. And they're 2% nitrogen. So obviously coffee grinds and cow manure are the cheapest forms of nitrogen, being either completely free if you get them from your coffee shop, or marginal expense if you're using your at-home coffee grinds that are left over from your morning coffee. I will just say here, just talking about seaweed concentrate, don't forget to listen to my Seaweed Saturday podcast. Now, seaweed concentrate has only marginal amounts of nitrogen and phosphorus in it, and that's why it's not referred to as a fertilizer. Because as I said before, a fertilizer needs to have nitrogen, potassium, and nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium present. So a seaweed concentrate really only has marginal amounts of nitrogen, and so you're not using it for the purposes of adding nitrogen to your garden because it's got negligible amounts in there. So a seaweed concentrate is not an alternative to a fish emulsion when you're looking at nitrogen. So looking at all of that, we've got fish, we've got blood meal, we've got cow manure, and we've got coffee grinds. Now, yes, Robert Pavlis's point that fish emulsion is a very expensive form of nitrogen when you compare it to the others is absolutely correct. However, I think that he has overlooked one of the biggest benefits of a fish emulsion, and that is that it's an immediate source of nitrogen for plants. It is coming in a form that a plant can absorb immediately, and if you use it as a follicular spray, which means if you are spraying it or pouring it on the leaves of the plants so that they can absorb it through their leaves right where they need it in order to photosynthesize, you're giving your plant a food source that it will be using that day. Now, when you compare that to blood and bone and cow manure, so I might do blood and bone and coffee grinds first. So those two need to be broken down by the microbiome into a form that the plant can absorb before they are absorbed. Now, cow manure has been broken down because it has been composted before they give it to you in the shops. And so it is in a more readily absorbent form than blood and bone and coffee grinds. However, these are not food sources that your plant is going to be consuming today or this week. These are food sources that are going to break down and be absorbed by the plant over the season. And that's fine when you are mixing these into the soil at the beginning of your planting season, when you're feeding your soil before you've put in your new seedlings. That's fine because you were giving you're giving your plants a food source that is going to be broken down over the coming months. But for me, a fish emulsion is what I am using once a month to give those plants an extra feed right now. And so I think they really do have a place in an organic gardening setup. I always talk about the fact that plants need food and water. I water my garden every day, or I fill the water reservoirs on my wicking beds. I have wicking beds, which are self-watering garden beds by a company in Australia called Biofilter. And my wicking beds are called Food Cubes. And I love them because they have this huge water reservoir. And so because we've had so much rain recently, I don't actually have to fill them that often because they catch the rainwater. So that's the water part. And in addition to that, I feed my plants food. And that's why I'm encouraging you to feed your plants once a fortnight. And so we alternate Fish Fridays once a fortnight with Seaweed Saturdays once a fortnight because they have different benefits for your garden. And when they're used together, it's just a powerhouse of food and energy and microbiome support. Now, that 5-liter bottle of fish emulsion, I can't remember the application rates off the top of my head, but that bottle lasts me for months and months and months and months. And that's if you're doing a fish emulsion every month, like I recommend. And if you have a garden the size I have, I mean, I have a very concentrated garden, but you know, I've got fruit trees and all sorts of things. So when I do a fish emulsion, I'm actually watering for about 20 minutes to feed all of my garden. Now, if your garden's not that big, that bottle, that 5-liter bottle of fish emulsion can last you the whole year. And when you think of it that way, and when you think of the savings you're making versus the cost of buying organic food and the reduction of your carbon footprint because you are, you know, embracing a more sustainable option, which is buying or growing your food instead of buying your food and having it trucked in. I mean, here, for example, all our bananas are grown up in Queensland and I'm down in Canberra. So those bananas are grown and refrigerated and put on a truck and shipped down to me and then put into the shop. And then I have to drive the shops and get them. And bananas are probably a bad example because I can't grow them because of my climate. But you know, there is a cost of your food coming to you from the supermarket. And so when I think you're doing the cost benefit analysis of growing your own food and buying fertilizers, I think you have to think about the planet impact, because a lot of gardeners, one of the reasons they're doing it is to reduce their carbon footprint. I mean, a lot of gardeners recognize that homegrown food is better than having bought it at the shops for the planet. So I think there is still a place for a fish emulsion, but when I read this article, I thought it was very interesting and I thought it was worth discussing and looking into. And when I did that, I then wanted to share this information with you, because I don't want to mislead you. I want to give you all the information available and let you make your own decisions. Now, if you are a kind of person who drinks a lot of coffee, or you own a coffee shop, or you regularly go to a coffee shop and you're getting your coffee grinds and you are mixing them into your compost at home, or you are, you know, sprinkling it on your garden every day, then if you're doing that every day, the coffee grinds that you put into this or onto the soil 3 months ago, or into your compost 6 months ago, that's now in your garden, your plants are getting the benefit of those coffee grinds. So those benefits are happening. You've just got to be consistent. And a lot of people gardening are time poor, and they might not have done the soil preparation, or they might not have understood the extent of soil preparation that was best for their plants. And so using the fish emulsion is a great way to sort of catch up. Now, I do all these things. I put coffee grinds in my garden. I put cow manure. I put blood and bone. I do this at the beginning of every planting season. And on top of that, I still use a fish emulsion. But I have a really, really thriving garden, and I'm feeding a family of four, and that's what works for me. But now the information is there for you. You can make a decision as to whether or not you do want to use a fish emulsion, or if you want to use coffee grinds and just be a person who is adding them to your garden every couple of days, tipping out the coffee grinds from your kitchen into your compost and then putting that compost onto the garden. I hope you found that interesting. I hope I haven't confused you. There were a lot of numbers there, and I'm the kind of person that finds it hard to hear numbers. So I hope that I repeated them enough in order for you to understand what I was saying. What I might do is, in the description of this podcast, I might put those figures in there so that you can read them as well as hear them. I hope you all have a fantastic day and happy gardening. Thank you so much for joining me today. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Growing Vegetables Down Under. On Facebook, we also have the Growing Vegetables Down Under community, which is a group where you can share your successes or possibly your failures and ask for help. I would love to see you in that group, and I am able to provide any advice you'd like on that platform. If you have any comments or suggestions about other topics you'd like me to cover, just leave them in the comments below or send me a DM. Looking forward to seeing you next time. Happy gardening!